Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The executive director of a Minnesota gun violence prevention organization is reacting to the assassination of conservative political activist Charlie Kirk in Utah. Maggie Emery is with Protect Minnesota.
I think it's a scary moment for folks who stand up and talk about the issues who matter to them. And it's absolutely horrifying that we've lost another person, a father, a husband, unnecessarily to gun violence. It's tragic, it's avoidable, and we need to see a change in this country because it's out of control.
Next week, state lawmakers will hold two public working group hearings to discuss gun violence and school safety ahead of a likely special session at the Capitol. A new tribal compact signed by Governor Walz makes the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe a business partner in the state's adult-use cannabis market. Eric Tobel with the Office of Cannabis Management says the tribe will provide products while state-licensed cultivation begins.
They've got a really top-notch, state-of-the-art facility on reservation that's already growing cannabis and turning out cannabis products. And so this compact is a way for them to be able to interact with those early state licensees who want to do retail.
Tobel says it will take 4 or 5 months for growers to harvest the first adult-use cannabis crops. Minnesota's bear harvest is running lower than last year's numbers. According to Glenn Schmidt with Outdoor News, as of Monday, hunters had registered 1,650 bears, roughly 1,000 fewer than at the same point last year. He notes that last year's harvest was unusually high due to a scarcity of natural forest foods, which drew bears to bait more readily. Minnesota's bear hunting season continues through October 12th. Minnesota's dairy herd population has hit a milestone in bird flu testing. Dairy and Meat Inspection Division Director Nicole Neisser says the USDA has declared the state's dairy herds have been unaffected by the virus.
We're excited because we're able to get 4 consecutive months of negative results of really whole herd testing. Like, we did test virtually every dairy herd in the state each of those months. For the dairy industry, this is the next step towards demonstrating that we're free of the virus.
Neisser says the Minnesota Department of Ag will continue to do testing, but at a reduced frequency. In other headlines, a member of the U.S. House Ag Committee says passing a skinny farm bill before the end of the year is a priority. Republican Congressman Brad Finstad says this includes a solution to California's Proposition 12.
Making sure that we don't let states like California dictate the gestation pens in our farms in Iowa and Minnesota. But we also have some things around modernizing the FSA loan limits, making sure that they're keeping up with higher inputs and the higher land costs.
Finstad says a new farm bill should also modernize the Conservation Reserve Program. A Belle Plaine woman is dead after a two-vehicle crash in Lesueur County Wednesday. Deputies responded to an intersection in Darien Township around 7 a.m. Investigators say a car ran a stop sign and hit a van hauling another vehicle. The car's driver, 23-year-old Mackenzie Glazer, died at the scene. Glazer's passenger, a 1-year-old girl, was taken to the hospital for observation. And the track official hurt at the WSSADA 100 races Wednesday night in Fergus Falls did not survive. Police say 68-year-old Scott Angfer of Litchfield entered the Speedway track on an ATV during a live race and was struck by a car. This is MNN.